تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
تاریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is the program The Teacher and I'm your host Atta. With me in the studio are two religious experts from the Islamic Hausa of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum brother and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's an honor to be with you.
You're welcome. And Dr. Razazadeh, assalamu alaikum to you brother and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here.
I'm really pleased to have you there, guest speakers and panelists in this discussion. The program The Teacher, which in the new series is mainly concerned with the thoughts and works of the outstanding and prominent Muslim thinkers all across the nation of Islam in the world. And in the new series, we decided to dedicate our programs to the thoughts and works of one of the maybe greatest Muslim scholars of the modern century, 20th and 21st century, that is Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. You know, in the program, The Teacher, we try to focus on some of the most important thoughts and pieces of speeches of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. In our previous discussions, we gave our dear listeners some of the introductory remarks about Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, his biography, and the importance of his thoughts, his most important teachers and his students. I really invite our dear listeners to go to our website, parstoday.com, Call of Islam page, the program, The Teacher. All the previous episodes are over there and free to download for our dear listeners who want to be more familiar with the biography of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. As we know, Shahid Murtaza Motahhari has given different speeches on different occasions and topics. And the important point about his personality is that he was very much up to date at his time. I mean, about the topic selection and how to address, you know, the audience with their own language, and especially when they were youth at the Hosseiniyeh Irshad, which was the main center that these speeches were given and then compiled into the forms of the books. Let's listen again to one important speech of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding the meaning of life for today's discussion. And inshallah, we will continue our discussion on this important topic. This would be our second episode on this important topic. Let's listen to some Farsi or Persian audio speech by him with the English translation, and then we'll get back.
چرا ما به خدا میگیم زنده؟ آیا معنی زندگی این است که قلبی وجود داشته باشد و خونی وجود داشته باشد، قلب حرکت بکند؟
So why do we call Allah alive? Does life mean there is a heart and blood? Allah is not alive in this meaning. That is, Allah has no heart, no veins, no body, no blood to flow in His body. Does life mean breathing, inhaling, and exhaling? Not at all. These are the conditions of living for us, not life itself. Life is sight and ability, knowing and ability. We call Allah alive and the absolute living because He is the absolute knower, the absolute able. Because life results from His holy being. He is kindness, blessing, compassionate, beneficent. So what does life mean? knowing and ability. It means, O believers, accept what Allah and His Messenger are inviting you to, which revives you. Islam's program is the program for understanding and acting. The same program Islam has been displaying for centuries. Therefore, the notion whose result is not knowing, is not ability, does not belong to Islam.
اون طرز تفکری که نتیجهش توانایی نباشد او از اسلام نیست.
That's all right. This was the Persian or the Farsi voice of Shahid Murtaza Mutahhari, one of his most important speeches, which was given under the title Meaning of Life. Okay, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, you also said that on two important pillars, Shahid Mutahhari is continuing his discussion, and that is Danai and Tawanai. I mean, if we can roughly translate that, we can say as the knowledge and also power.
Yes.
Knowledge and power are two important things that the people are looking for nowadays. But through Islam and the meaning of life in Islam, how?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you want me to answer this question, I have to go a little bit deeper to know the roots of what Shahid Mutahhari, why he is making this equity between life and the power and knowledge. You know, it has some critical and very subtle points. You know, I mentioned that there have been different meanings for the meaning of life, definitions for the meaning of life, but Shahid Mutahhari has a unique approach to this very important concept. He sometimes says that God Almighty has created the whole world and universe with a goal in mind somehow. There has been a goal for the creation.
Okay.
The meaning of life, according to the understanding, according to the view of Shahid Mutahhari, is when you align with the goal the whole world has been made for. That is a time when you can say that my life has a meaning. When you align with the goal that the whole universe has been made for.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when you do that, when you reach to that, when you understand that, then your life is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? What is the goal that the whole humanity and the universe has been made for? This is important. Shahid Mutahhari says that it has two different branches. When it comes to personal life, as a result, the meaning of life is to know God, is knowledge.
Very good. This is
why he's talking about knowledge. So knowing God is the goal you have been created for.
Very good.
And the meaning of life is defined in that way.
Okay.
And in the social life, the meaning of life is to align with the goal. And what is the goal? Is to establish justice in the world.
Hmm.
So we have two different meanings because there are two different goals for the creation.
Okay.
In the personal aspect, it is knowing God. Mm-hmm. In the social aspect, it is establishing justice in the society.
Society, that's right. Our
life is only meaningful when we align with these two important conditions. And these two conditions can be summarized this way. Knowing and power. Knowing what? Knowing God.
Mm-hmm.
Having a proper understanding of our Creator.
So this knowledge does not mean a specific science or field of study, no?
No. Okay. These are just very, you know, simple examples of a very broad concept. But the true meaning of that, when he's talking about life, mm-hmm. he does not talk about, you know, these important information that we call the knowledge. He means the knowledge of God, knowing your Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And then the power for what? The power to do, everyday activities? No.
Mm-hmm.
When he's talking about the power, he is talking about the special type of the power. That is the power that enables us to establish justice in the society.
Okay, so we need to have all
of this in mind to know what type of knowledge and what type of power he's talking about.
But this is very much different from the categorization you gave us in a previous discussion about different thinking schools of thought. I mean, the goal, the value, and the utility. I mean, the those who are looking for the meaning of life equals these three things.
Exactly. Those philosophical, you know, categorization that has been posed by some of the philosophers about the meaning of life, you know, some of them have said the meaning of life is the goal that you have and the other things that you mentioned. Shahid Motahhari's approach is different. It is more comprehensive. The goal that the whole universe has been created for, it has been based on some values, and there is a utility to that. So what he says, he actually combines all of them in the goal of the creation and summarizes them in these two important words, knowledge, but it is important to see what is the what this knowledge belongs to. Knowledge of God and the power to establish justice in the society.
Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, is this knowledge of God that ma'rifatullah or ma'rifat, I mean, the concept of ma'rifah is very much different from the ordinary types of knowledge and the knowing power that the people have. Is this the same Shahid Mutahhari is looking for?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, as our brother doctor said that, obviously, this ma'rifah that we are referring to, that is the main goal. And we have in the supplications as well that, oh Allah, give us your own knowledge or your ma'rifah.
That's right.
And the Ahlul Bayt's ma'rifah. The point is, whenever you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what you are being created for. And hence, when you know this, you're alive. I don't know if I can give an example and how much time we have. The example is usually about the life. We can divide the creation, the creatures, into different things. For example, we have the world we see we have different categories of the creations. Number one, plant. Before that, even the land or earth. We have the land or earth. Then we have plant. Then obviously there are the animals and then human beings. Now, if you see these categories, that we have a land that it is alive whenever it is serving something which is superior to it, which is plants. And then the lands in which we can fertilize things, which we can obviously grow the trees and all those things, it is a useful land. Whereas the land which are called like deserts and all those where you cannot implant anything, it is no of use. Same is the case with the plants. The plants that are being used for the, for example, the superior things, the superior category, which is animals and humans, those plants are useful. And we use them. Whereas if they're not useful, if those plants are not useful, obviously, we usually refer them to be like the thorns. Similarly with the animals, if you see within the Islamic context, it is much more clear that there are some kind of animals that are fulfilling their goal of creation. And that is obviously serving to their superior category, the humans. For example, we have some animals which we can eat and they're halal. There are some animals like lion and the other animals, which you cannot eat. Obviously, they are haram. So basically, which the animals that are fulfilling their you say like the purpose of creation, they are living their life according to like the way which Allah has set. And that's why they are halal. And they have obviously value. We have them at home and then obviously we do that. Same is the case with the human being. Now, the entity that is superior than human being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living their life according to the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when they know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they live their life according to that.
That's right.
So they are the living ones because they're attached to a living person.
Then they have the meaningful life.
Then they have the meaningful life. Let me give you an example. It's for the Muslims, basically. In the books of the jurisprudence, we have a discussion that if I have, for example, a glass of water that became najis, how can I purify this, make it pak? There are different ways. They say, like, if this water, or maybe if this water is getting connected with something which is bigger than this, for example, if the, if this water needs to be purified, it needs to get connected to a bigger source. And that bigger source, because it has a big quantity, this small quantity gets purified. We being a human being, who are living in this life,
if we want to have the real life, the actual life,
if you want to purify
the purified life, very good and you need to experience this spiritually, the materially, culturally, and everything. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a pure life and you want to get this, you need to get connected to someone who has
superior to you,
who is superior to
That's
you.
That's right.
And obviously, whose life is never ending, and that is only Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So when we talk about the ma'rifat here, the ma'rifat that you're talking, like, what is this ma'rifat, this knowledge, is that you need to admit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is someone who is all-living, al-hay. Mm-hmm. That's what Shahid Mutahhari is referring to.
Yes.
That he's al-hay.
That's right.
And we all are dead. One of the wordings that he used, that we all murdain.
We are dead, that's right.
We are dead.
We are dead.
You are dead. In order to become alive, you need to get connected to our source.
That's all right. That's all right.
The life-giving source who have never ending.
Very good.
In his entity.
The ongoing, you know, spring of life going on unstoppable. That's all right. The Timur Zazade, it very reminds me of a beautiful hadith or sentence by Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said that we are all asleep.
Yes. We're all sleeping.
And when we die, we wake up.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is another, actually, another way of saying the same thing, you know, being asleep or being dead. All of them are talking about you not having the real meaning of livelihood. Either you are sleeping or you are dead.
Basically, you do not have the understanding of the state that you are in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So when you will die, obviously, everything will be clear for you.
Yeah, we are not in the state that it can truly be called a live or a living state. Mm-hmm. And when we come to that level of understanding and the power and the knowledge of God, that is when we become alive or we become awake.
And do you think that all the people all across the world will recognize this power? I mean, because especially nowadays, the people's life are very much limited to this biological, physical life, okay? They are after the answers for the physical needs through some schools of psychology or something, you know? Here and there you can find different classes or different courses on the meaning of life, having a good life, how to have a good life, and different schools on spirituality are working on that, okay? And do you think...
Of course, most of the people of the world do not pay attention to all of these deep meanings, but we can say that almost everyone in one way or another is looking for the meaning.
This is
a common question that the whole world is looking for that. Mm-hmm. This is why, as you say, there are so many different types of answers and the people who are trying to give answers and the schools that claim that they have a good answer. But at the end of the day, we see that the more we go forward, the more we see stress, anxiety, and depression among the people of the world, although some of them are following some of these worldly schools that claim to have an answer to this question, but none of those answers actually work because they have actually detached the humankind from the real meaning of life, and that is the source of life.
Very good.
The meaning of life comes from the source of life, and the source of life has actually given the meaning to the life. So any type of detachment of these two things from each other leads to a type of meaningless life. And according to the Quran, that cannot even be called a life. We just call it life because it looks like being alive. But according to the Quran and in the way that Shahid Mutahhari speaks, it looks like being alive, but in reality, it's a type of
death. Very good.
There's an example.
Example
that explains the point that brother just mentioned is that in the factories, we see that the lamps or the lights, they're produced.
Yes.
Technically speaking, materially speaking, according to the definitions that are given in this word, they have a life. They were being produced and they are alive now,
for example,
according to them.
Okay.
But obviously the real sense of life is whenever they're connected to electricity.
The main source.
Mm-hmm. And then when they have the light, actual light in it, then they have a life. Otherwise, if you have the lamps in the boxes...
it's not...
Yeah, they were manufactured until they break. They're alive in this world.
And then the question comes up, where is the source of this electricity? I mean, it must be a higher power, okay?
Yes.
So that's all right. The source of the sources or everlasting source of the life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all our lives are in His hands, you know, and He has power over us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand. And I think having, this is the best dua, that Allah help us to have some specific knowledge of knowing you or knowing some traits of you, attributes of you, okay, and apply them in our lives, inshallah. It was very kind of you, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh, the meaning of life, nice, beautiful elaboration by you, and Said Mohsen Naghvi, thank you very much for examples, really practical examples about the meaning of life. It was very kind of you. Dear audience, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, I'm Atta, the host of the program, The Teacher. Please visit our website, parstoday.com, Call of Islam page, also our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, fi amanillah, God bless you all.